What did you do to keep that down or to control it?
Well, we cleaned the stove pipe out 2 or 3 times in the winters.
Brush or?
Well, we usually just take it down, take it outside and rub it around and let it fall out.
And then rust would come out?
Well, certain amount would.
Excuse me?
I say a certain amount of rust would come out sometimes. But
and the other stuff?
Usually mostly soot.
Now, I just saw it wandered around there. I wanted to know what you call it. I wanted to know if you called it soot, soot, or soot.
Always called it soot.
Always soot. Now, in the eastern part of the state, I regularly got soot. That is in pipes over there, at least. But this is just the sort of thing I'm after.
Yeah.
Did people around here burn logs in open fires inside at all?
Well, not until the last several years when the more modern houses were built. A few wood burning fireplaces were run. But actually in the older houses, why there were no fireplaces.
What do they call the bottom of that fireplace now?
Well, the hearth.
Mm-hmm. And the metal things that the logs are put on?
Well, I suppose they'd be called grates.
Now, would this be for logs or smaller pieces of wood? You see, I have to do this with my hands.
Well, most of them would burn a length up to about 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. And that thing that's over the fireplace where pictures are put, maybe, or a clock? Or
mantle.
Any special term? Well, I guess you wouldn't have a special term. Well, you might. A large piece of wood that's put right at the back of the fireplace to keep the fire going.
Well, we used to call it banking the fire, but I don't remember having any particular name for the large log or chunk that the person would use to keep the fire going through the night.
What did you start your fires with?
A newspaper.
And you ever use wood that was broken up in small pieces?
Yes, we used shavings and chips. When you're chopping wood, you always had a few chips to use.
You ever call that anything special?
Kindling?
Mm-hmm. And how about burning coal? Was that at all common here?
In this neighborhood, it has been, yes.
What did you carry your coal in?
A coal bucket.
If you don't care, you'll have at it.
Probably Mom sure get kicked out of that, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What did you do? Well, what collected in your stove after you burned your wood?
With ashes.
Were these dark or?
Well, wood ashes, very good deal. They were run from dark to real light.
Mm-hmm. Were these ever used for anything?
Oh yes, we'd where I've seen a lot of places where they used them for a walk even.
Were these ever put with water?
With water.
Uh-huh. And then put on corn that was in a barrel or something?
No.
Maybe that was before your time.
That's good.
I know talking to some of the older people, they said they always save the wood ashes and they take those out and put them in a hopper. Then they wait for a rain and put a bucket under the end of the hopper and catch the fluid that ran off and put this